This is The Speaker Scoop, a behind-the-scenes podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, what's on your mind this week?
You know, Jen, we're in what's called opposite house cutoff week, so all the Senate bills that have come over to us are now available on the floor for floor action. We have very few days to pass these bills, so moving really fast and furious, and we're also in the middle of negotiating our budget and other bills that need to be passed to implement the budget and revenue bills, and I've talked about the millionaire's tax a number of times. This is a time in session where, for me, it can get a lot about the technicalities of time, how much time you have, what bills you can do in what time, the volume that you're doing, when things have to be done by and gotten to staff so that we can have a conference budget produced. Just a lot of technical things like that. And so I actually try to spend as much time as I can walking away from that and thinking about the people we're trying to serve. You know, so I think a lot, for example, this week, I'm thinking a lot about people in Washington, around the country, but people specifically here in Washington who are living in fear about someone dressed as a federal agent or as a police officer of any kind and just coming and scooping them. We've moved some bills both in the House and Senate on this. Yesterday, we passed the masking bill, which prohibits law enforcement officers from masking and requires that they be able to be seen by the people that they're interacting with. It doesn't matter to us if you're federal employees or local law enforcement. Luckily, much of our local law enforcement already prohibits their officers from doing this, which is the standard, right? You want to be trusted in your community. You don't want to be seen as masked men or women coming in, except for my sheriff, apparently, who would like that. At least he testified about that in a hearing in the Senate. But the Senate also passed a bill by Representative Obrist about false identification as a police officer. And that kind of goes hand in hand with this issue of what we hear from police officers here in Washington State is that they want their community to know who they are, to trust them, to be seen as there to help. And when we see identities hidden, faces hidden, that creates the mistrust and it makes people not want to call law enforcement because they're just not sure who it is that's showing up. You know, of course, I have a friend who was assassinated last summer, Melissa Hortman, and it was somebody who was dressed up as a police officer that she opened her door to. So thinking a lot about that. And then as we speak, as we're taping this right now, we're moving off the floor a bill that gives the Attorney General's office some more investigatory powers when there's been a civil rights violation, which I think is a fundamental concern for Washingtonians right now, is how are their civil rights being protected and us really wanting to do that. If this is AG request legislation, the AG's office wanting to make sure that they have all the tools that they need to do it. At a time when I can get really caught up in a lot of technical things about what day it is, what time it is, and I just told someone that I'm not oriented to time of day at all anymore right now. I'm oriented to the day it is and the place that I'm at, but I've told my assistant, I have no idea what time of day it is. You need to tell me if I have an appointment because I'm running around doing all sorts of things. But anyway, it's very, very helpful to me to sit back and think about who we're doing things for and why. And stay grounded in that, even when the challenges of time can sometimes feel omnipresent. It feels like much less pressure when I know and I focus on who we're doing this work for.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Jen.